Well, the weekend has come and gone, and we're on the far side of it now. And what a weekend it was, guys. What a weekend it was. I went to Oktoberfest in Chippewa Falls, had a lovely time. You know, the thing is, when Dean and I go to that festival, we see so many people we know, and we visit with so many people, and it's just, it's such a fun social gathering with lots of polka music and stuff for the kids, and polka church on Sunday was just really, really fun and enjoyable, and even my girls were like, we love polka church. It's like our favorite church service of the year. It's just, it's so happy and joyful, and what a fun thing. And then once that had all wrapped up, Downton Abbey.
I went
to see Downton Abbey.
I heard good things.
Yeah, it was so good. And, you know, you had asked me, Mark, like, if you've never seen the show, can you see the movie? And I had said, well, I think there'd be so many spoilers. But actually, the woman sitting, like, just a seat over from me, never met her in my life. But, you know, I'm that kind of person that talks to people before and after movies. She had not seen any of the show, and she really enjoyed the movie. She said that she just thoroughly enjoyed the movie, and she was now thinking of going back and watching the show.
No, it looks good. I'd like to see that, and then I've got 6 seasons worth of shows to catch up on.
But, you know, each season is only like 7 or 8 episodes.
Oh, really? Not as many.
Oh, yeah, no, they're short. They're longer episodes.
Right.
You know, they're like full hours, some of them episodes. But there's only 7 or 8 of them.
Sounds
something
sounds
to do throughout the long, cold winter.
Yeah, there you go. I think so.
Your family would love it. Your wife and daughters, for sure, would be. They would be all in on that.
We'll try to go down that path.
Yeah.
How about you?
So I was gone for the majority of the weekend out in Plainfield, out near Rapids, at a wonderful place called Be Still Retreat Center, which is a really awesome place that I'd never heard of before. But they actually have set up this beautiful restored barn and actually some tiny homes on the property as well, to four folks who are in ministry to be able to come there for free just to recharge. And so this, it's called Leadership Journey. It's something that my church and some churches from Michigan and Minnesota have been doing for a while now. And so we had a men's retreat there. And probably the highlight of the entire retreat for me was something I never, ever would have expected. And we were told to just go out in the woods for 3 hours and just spend time with the Lord. And
oh, cool.
My mind moves in such a way that to just do nothing for 3 hours is terrifying to me. And it was probably the best time I've had with the Lord in a long time, because I just, you know, it was, to be honest, like the name of the, just be still, be still. And so I praise the Lord for that. It was much needed in my
life.
That's
really great. Yeah,
that's awesome.
Get that perspective, time alone with God. I would say a great weekend to be a Wisconsin sports fan. The Brewers now tied with Washington, and the Cubs, hello, Cubs way behind at 3 games back, final week of the season. Watched the Badger game, enjoyed that. Thumping Michigan, big. And then the Packers some yesterday. Not as good. I've been telling you off air, Caleb and Hillary, about my fantasy sports success. Okay, that took the dumper over the weekend for those who play some fantasy football. And then finally went to right before our eyes, right before your eyes, last night at MyCon Chippewa Falls. One thing I got to say, I came from an alcoholic home. And I got to say, they portrayed that more realistically in terms of the main character's dad, that family of origin, than any faith-based movie I've ever seen before. And they dared to go some places that I think you need to go, because it's not all pretty out there. Mm-hmm. And so I appreciated that. So
awesome. And the Packers won.
They did.
Yay!
Yes.
As Caleb told us in his sports earlier in the half hour, for those who are listening, Green Bay 27 and Denver 16.
I'm always so happy for you boys when your team wins.
I had Drew on from Michigan this morning. I said, what's the, and he's in Michigan 5 minutes out of Detroit. I'm like, what is the, he's like, hey, we got 6 teams. They're all losing these days. I'm like, the Lions. He's like, they've been losing for 70 years was kind of this.
Where's the hope?
Yeah, right.
Oh, funny. A good weekend all around though, methinks. And let's hope that that segues right on into a good week. And starting a good week off for me means playing some Need to Breathe. Here's a Lay 'Em Down.
All right. We have a great question and a great contestant on the line. Samuel Schneider from La Crosse. Samuel, good morning.
Good morning, Mark. How are you doing?
Good. You're very brave and bold to step up and take on the combined intelligence of Caleb and Hillary, because the question you didn't even know, and it's cattle versus people. We're asking you both, and again, Caleb and Hillary will alternate guesses, and we'll give you a chance to go first. You have to name one of the, you have to continue here, name one of the 9 states that has more cows than people. More cows than people is what you're thinking here, okay?
Okay.
There are 9 states that's true for...
We're doing this to get your brain moving on a Monday.
Yes, and I think we're going to say, well, typically it would be nice. We'll give each team 3 strikes, 3 wrong answers. So go right ahead, Samuel.
All righty. I'd have to start with, I'll probably go with South Dakota.
That's top of the list. Way to go. Ding, ding, ding.
Wow.
All right, Caleb. So he got the first... Right out of the gate.
There are more than 4 cows per person in South Dakota.
Wow. All right.
Okay, so, who's next? You or I?
I'll take one.
Okay.
Wyoming.
Wyoming is number 5, yes.
Okay.
All right.
I'm going to go...
Wait.
No, now we go back to Samuel.
So Samuel. Wait, when do I get a turn?
You're next. You guys are a team.
Yeah.
So Caleb, we're teaming up against
Samuel. You're not competing. You're a team. That's how we're billing this. Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, Samuel.
Okay, I'm going to say Montana.
Montana's number 3.
Wow, he's got number 1 and number 3.
Okay.
And Fuego. Your go.
Okay, I'm going to say Kansas.
Kansas is number 6.
Hey! Well,
nice.
Oh, boy.
You got to step up to beat these two. All right, tied at 2 apiece. We only got 5 left.
Okay, let's see here.
There's a big one you guys are missing, number 2.
I'm going to say North Dakota.
North Dakota. North Dakota is number 4. You got it.
Very tight. 3 for 3, Samuel.
Okay.
All right.
Caleb.
I will say, again, we're looking for states where the cows outnumber the people.
Yes.
I will say the great state of Idaho.
Idaho's number 7. Yes,
yeah.
Idaho.
Okay. All right. Barely made it. I'm going down.
You're doing good.
You guys are tough.
All right, 6 of the 9 are off the board. 3 remain.
Go, Samuel.
Okay. Boy.
Number 2 is just calling out to you.
Oh, man. I'm going to say, I know it's got to be a Midwest state. I'm going to say Iowa.
Iowa is number 8. You got it.
Wow. Okay. Good job, Samuel.
I'm really going to go out on a limb here and say Oklahoma.
Oklahoma is number 9.
Yes!
Whoa!
Oh, my gosh!
So it's tied at 4 apiece. There's 1 left on
Break
the board.
Break the tie, Samuel.
Oh, man.
So good.
You guys are too much.
Wow.
But this state is just like...
And
okay,
we're
if it's number 2, it's got to be... Oh, man. You know what? I'm going to say New Mexico.
New Mexico is down at number 11.
Okay.
Oh, man.
The people outnumber the cows there.
All right, so I have a chance to win it for the Wib Wake-Up Show.
Yes.
Coming to the plate, and it should be just staring me right in the face, the way Mark makes it sound, but I am... Okay, so it's the number 2 state in the country where the cows outnumber the people.
It's after South Dakota and before Montana.
Oh, man. It's got to be something really obvious, but I'm not looking at Hillary because I think she knows it, but I need to try to do this on my own.
No, I don't. Trying to think of what were the states that we've already listed, Mark?
You've done South Dakota, Montana, North Dakota, Wyoming, Kansas, Idaho, Iowa, and Oklahoma are all off the board. You got it all correct.
I'm going to say Nebraska.
Yes! For the win! That's the hint. Remember Nebraska on this show? We talked about their slogan was, it's not for everybody. And I felt like if I mentioned that, it was going to give it away. So,
boom.
Yes. Well, Samuel, I think he still should win.
I think that performance, not getting a single one wrong until the end, I think that merits a prize anyway, Samuel. From one homeschooler to another, great work.
Good job, buddy.
Oh, man, I should have got that, too, because my dad's from Nebraska.
Whoa.
Oh, wow. I'm just proud of my Oklahoma answer.
That was good.
That was a good call, Hillary.
Yeah.
It was a very well-played game.
Oh, my goodness.
A well-played game, sir.
It's like playing sports here. Yes. My goodness. Hey, Samuel, thanks so much for calling in this morning. We so appreciate you and your family as regular listeners.
Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil.
So this isn't quite as good as the last Get Paid to Drink Coffee opportunity we presented to you. Hopefully you took advantage of that. However, you can get paid $1,000 to drink coffee for a month. One catch, it cannot be the Bucks. You cannot go to Starbucks.
So you have to go to any other coffee place but the
Who's
mothership.
Offering this?
Business.org. It's a consulting firm that focuses on small business, including lots of local coffee shops. They're offering $1,000 to anyone who is willing to buy coffee at only local coffee places for a month and then share their experiences online. Of course, one simple requirement, avoid Starbucks. And they are going to put a caveat. They say, you know, other big chains, because, again, Starbucks is probably the most recognizable one. But you've got your Caribou's and Dunkin's.
You got to do it every day.
But here's the thing. So Caribou's and Dunkin's, those are all fine. You know where my new fave coffee stop is? The best coffee
around? The living
room. Well, I was Olson's in Eau Claire. They have such amazing coffee there. Yeah.
As someone who doesn't drink coffee, I don't really know where to find the best.
Also very good. They have good waffles there, too.
Now, so Mark was saying, do you have to do this every day? No. You have to visit at least 8 local coffee shops in a month and track, quote unquote, important elements of their experience, such as cost, quality, customer service, average wait time, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, on your social. So you're kind of like a secret shopper, but it's not secret. It's a social media shopper. And they'll pay you $1,000. That grand will be subsidized in 2 installments. The first 25% paid in advance, which you can then use to help pay for those coffees.
For the coffee.
So then whatever's left at the end of the month, the remaining money will be sent. Not a bad gig at all.
Where do people go to learn more, to take part?
Well, there's a link from business.org/finance/accounting/drink-local-coffee/. So you got me that down.
Maybe just Google.
Google business.org and get paid to drink coffee and you will be able to find it.
Interesting.
That's very.
I will tell my wife.
Yeah. I'm
She's
so excited.
The coffee connoisseur.
Applications close in 7 days.
Oh, you're going to
It would
behoove
you to jump on this one quickly. An awful lot of coffee. Man, they got a gang of coffee in Brazil. Well, I know that I flub and flounder a lot when my wife is gone for even a short amount of time because it's an environment I'm not necessarily used to being in the home and taking care of the children and all sorts of things. And there's a guy in Illinois who tweeted this out. It's a piece of 8.5 by 11 paper where his wife left him a note. Now, she was going out of town for a week and she left him 10 things, 10 reminders.
Yes. Helpful hints, shall we say.
She's gone for a week. This is what she left him. I'll start. Number one, your daughter is at college. You don't have to pick her up at school anymore.
Good to know. Good to know. Number two, close the garage door at night and when you leave. If you leave the door open, the best case scenario is we get raccoons and thieves steal your garage sale paintings. Worst case, they steal your car.
Number three, rain, windows closed. No rain, windows open. If you do turn on the air, it'll work better if the windows are closed.
Good Again, 10 reminders a wife left for her husband after she was leaving for the week. Number four, stove is next to the refrigerator if you decide to learn to use it. Burn!
If you decide to learn to use it. Number five, go ahead, Hillary.
Number five, I love this one. Set your alarm for 2 a.m. so you can completely shut the freezer since I'm not there to shut it for you each night after you get ice cream.
Number six, don't get a dog. I'm only gone a week.
Only gone a week. Number seven.
I love this one.
Don't sign your paycheck and try to cash it. The signature on file at the bank is my fake version of yours.
Number eight, the maid is also on vacation this week. Note, I'm also the maid.
Number nine, I left you 7 boxes of Special K with strawberries and a jar of peanut butter. You should be fine on food this week.
And fine, wife leaving town for a week, leaving a survival note for her hubby. This is probably the best. Send me a picture every morning of the bed made and I'll bring you home a present. Don't sleep in the guest bedroom to win the prize.
My husband, I don't think he, no, if it wasn't for me, the bed would never be made. It would never be made. And he's like, why are you going to make the bed? I'm just going to sleep in it again tonight. Yes, but I like climbing into a nicely made bed where the sheets aren't all crumpled up and messy.
I'm going to say, I remember, I mean, from my wife's very first trip to Liberia, October 2010 to the present day. But then all the things that she does, like sweeping, that is a thing that somebody can do regularly. And boy,
it's not like little house elves that actually come
in. If you look at the stat sheet in heaven of how many times she swept versus me, have I swept? I mean, that's kind of the question.
Okay, so my husband and I spouted off to him yesterday because he like made this big grandiose deal about watering the cats. Like, it was like, and he was just like, no, I'm not. And I looked at him, I said, Why are you like this? You act every time like you water the cats. Like, A, it's a major contribution, and B, no one in this house does it other than you. Get over it. I water the cats all the time.
Is watering cats like watering plants?
I don't know. I don't
watering
water plants.
Who does that?
Bible.
Here's audio adrenaline and sounds of the saints.